Hello everyone, it's now 9:15. And this sound can mean only one thing. The schools are back from the Easter break. I haven't slept yet. The garden is still smelling beautiful. I'm just coming out with here with Tooth. I didn't even go back to bed. And I've cancelled my hospital appointment because I just couldn't cope with it today. It's a bit chilly out here now and it's not sunny at the moment, but we are promised sunny spells and a high of maybe 17 degrees today. They're sounding a bit lively. Certainly far from how I feel. I don't feel too bad at the moment. I tried sleeping on the sofa, but I just couldn't sleep at all, so... Oh, it smells lovely out here. Whatever that plant is, or blossom, I'm shivering a bit. It's not really warm. Ooh. I don't know if Tooth's finished. I can't really hear when they're not that loud at the moment. Bell should go in a minute. Someone thinks something's funny. It's nice to hear them, really. They do cheer me up sometimes, although sometimes they get on my nerves as well. But it's not their fault. It's more the teachers. They shout so loud sometimes when they're having lessons outside. I think it's like exercise, like PE and stuff like that. There's a male teacher and he's got a bit of a bellowing voice. Line up! Oh! You think, oh, shut up. You have to be quite so loud. This isn't the army, you know. These are primary school kids. They're like about 7. Or some are younger. Come on, Belle, hurry up and go. It's an old-fashioned hand, Belle. Which is what my kids had it in the playground, actually. They did have an electric bell, but they used to use that to call staff meetings and stuff, but mostly in the playground they used the hand bell. Where are you, Tooth? Not that you can hear me, because he really is deaf. When I came home from the hospital, he was up with Ronan in his room, and he was asleep on Ronan's bed. And, you know, I came in, I was jumping around everywhere. I went up the stairs because I wanted to do a wee. I really wanted to know that, but you know what I mean. I needed to use the bathroom. So I went upstairs and... he still didn't know I was home. Poor little thing. It's horrible when I come in the door and he's not there to greet me. So Obi went in there and tapped him and he woke up. And then when he saw him, he knew that I was going to be there. So he jumped off the bed and came looking for me. Here we go. Well, they've gone pretty quiet for the first attempt. Well, maybe not. Anyway, I'm going in. It's cold and I don't want to stand out here any longer.